Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
Good is the Akumba stream after heavy rains. PF youths on the Copper Belt demand answers over undelivered CDF ambulances. International news, U.S. launches strikes against Islamic State in Nigeria. And in sports, Sichone maintains calm as Chipolopolo shift focus to Comoros clash. And now the news in detail. The Road Development Agency, RDA, has closed a section of the Great East Road at Kakumba Stream, about 87 kilometers from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport roundabout, after heavy rains washed away parts of the road. The damage occurred following the failure of an AMCO culvert, which led to the loss of approximately 5 meters of the road embankment. As a result, the affected section has been rendered impassable and unsafe for both motorists and pedestrians. Confirming the development, RDA Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Muloa says the agency acted swiftly after receiving reports of the incident. He says immediately after the incident was reported, RDA engineers were dispatched to assess the situation. The affected station has since been closed to all traffic, secured with appropriate warning signage and safety barricades, and officially declared unsafe for crossing. He adds that the agency is working closely with relevant stakeholders to ensure public safety and manage traffic in the area, and the installation of the works are expected to take approximately 72 hours subject to weather conditions. And the Zambia National Service, ZNS, has assured the travelling public that the Great East Road will be reopened to traffic by the end of the day following the collapse of the bridge. ZNS Commander Lieutenant General Maliti Solochi says engineers from the Zambia National Service and the Road Development Agency have already delivered acro bridge panels ahead of installation works for a temporary bridge. Lieutenant General Solochi was speaking during a visit to the affected site where the bridge collapsed after heavy rains, leaving hundreds of travellers stranded and cutting off traffic along the Great East Road. He says works on opening a diversion route have commenced to allow traffic to begin flowing as emergency works continue. Democratic Union President Akim Antonin Jovo has cautioned Zambians against re-electing the United Party for National Development UPND government in the 2026 general election, citing what he described as persistent challenges in the country's mining sector. Mr. Njovu has argued that despite government assurances of improvements in the sector, Zambia is still failing to fully benefit from its mineral resources. He claims that the majority of mining revenue continues to flow to foreign investors due to what he termed as bad contracts that are unfavorable to the country. He says the UPND government has previously maintained that it is implementing measures aimed at increasing local participation in the mining industry, including reviewing tax policies to attract sustainable investment. However, Mr. Njovu dismissed the assurances, saying government pronouncements have not translated into tangible benefits for the ordinary Zambians.
So we need to be to have young people who are very strategic to be able to decide on behalf of the country. Mm-hmm. That's why we need you young people, even Timothy, even Mike, to get interested in the running of the affairs of this country. Mm-hmm. Our parents have failed us. We must accept that. They have contributed and done their part, but going forward, they cannot be the ones to run the country. Mm-hmm. You see the many challenges that we are facing today as a country. Our parents have failed to resolve them because they also lack innovation with them. Mm-hmm. So us with that innovative mind, we need to get interested in the affairs of this country. If we neglect this season which has come for us, the young people, to take up leadership of this country, then we have ourselves to blame. Our children will come and insult us that we are the useless parents who could not contribute to the well-being of our children.
Patriotic Front youths on the Copper Belt have challenged the UPND government. Through the Chingola Municipal Council and members of parliament for Nchanga and Chingola constituencies to explain the delay in the delivery of constituency development and CDF ambulances for the two constituencies. The youths expressed concern that the ambulances, which were procured using CDF resources, have not been delivered for the past 2 years, despite the supplier allegedly having been paid in full. They say the continued delay has negatively affected the provision of healthcare services to residents of Chingola. Speaking on behalf of the youth, Patriotic Front Copper Belt Youth Information and Publicity Secretary Humphrey Kabwe criticized what he described as silence from both local authorities and elected leaders on the matter.
As youths on the Copper Belt would like to challenge the UPND government through Chingola Municipal Council, Nchanga MP and Chingola MP to tell the resident of Chingola why CDF ambulances for Nchanga and Chingola constituencies have not been delivered for the past 2 years despite the supplier having been paid in full. We are deeply concerned with the loud silence from you over this matter that have prolonged and making provision of health care difficult to the resident of the city. Why have you stopped talking about CDF ambulances, but you are busy talking about the bogus constitutional amendment which will not improve the health of the people in the city?
Agriculture News.
Governance and Human Rights Advocate Noel Chisebe has expressed concern over delays in the payment of farmers for their 2025 maize deliveries, warning that the situation is threatening agricultural productivity and the education of farmers' children. Dr. Chisebe says the delayed payments have left many farmers struggling to meet basic needs, including school-related expenses, as schools reopen. He notes that many families are finding it difficult to buy uniforms and cover other educational costs due to the lack of income from their maize sales. He has urged the Minister of Agriculture to urgently release all outstanding funds owed to farmers, stressing that the planting season is nearing its end. According to Dr. Chisebe, with less than 2 weeks remaining before the close of the planting season, farmers who have not been paid are at risk of missing the opportunity to plant again, which could have serious implications on the food security of the nation.
The government's delay is affecting the very foundation of Zambia's future and its children. I urge the Minister of Agriculture to release the funds owed to farmers immediately so that they can plant. The planting season is almost over, and in 2 weeks' time, it will come to an end. How will farmers survive without planting? The ministry must issue a clear statement on payment timelines and provide support to affected farmers for them to quickly plant. The people of Zambia demand action. Let us prioritize farmers' welfare.
We'll take a break. Just stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and self-mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. seat. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 2